House to unveil articles of impeachment.
Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Investigation after volcanic eruption.
The scale of this tragedy is devastating.
New hires at the factory.
Their collars are white, not blue.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. In about an hour, House Democrats will take the wraps off the charges that form the backbone of their impeachment case. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Less than a day after laying out the evidence for lawmakers,
President Trump's conduct sought to undermine our free and fair elections.
Democrats will reveal their articles of impeachment, focusing on what they say was the president's abuse of his office for personal gain. Republicans insist the evidence is inconclusive.
The impeachment inquiry record is riddled with hearsay, presumptions, and speculation.
Democrats say the opposite is true.
There's a lot of direct evidence, and a lot of the evidence that they say is hearsay is actually not hearsay.
Speaker Pelosi said last night she won't pressure any of her members to vote to impeach.
On an issue like this, we don't count the votes. People will just do what they do.
Tweets this morning from President Trump condemn the FBI and question the current director, Christopher Wray, on the heels of the Inspector General's report on the Russia investigation. Attorney General Barr and Mr. Trump reject the findings.
This was an overthrow of government. This was an attempted overthrow. And a lot of people were in on it.
The report found serious errors in the investigation. But as top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer points out,
this report confirms that the predicate for the FBI's investigation was valid and without political bias.
Overseas, a criminal investigation's been opened now in New Zealand after island tourists were killed by an erupting volcano. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Police and Defence Force personnel have undertaken a number of aerial reconnaissance flights over the island since the eruption. However, no signs of life have been detected.
CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Six people are now confirmed dead. Eight people are still missing, but those people are also believed to have been killed. At the same time, New Zealand police are trying to get out to White Island, but they say conditions are still just too dangerous. There's a 50-50 chance that a second eruption could happen in just the next 24 hours.
Stark differences on the morning weather map in this country. It's 19 degrees in Chicago, 56. In New York City, a cold front is moving east, along with a line of rainy, snowy weather. Manufacturers have added more than a million jobs since the recession, but many are not the kind you might expect. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
The image of the American working man laboring on an assembly line has been fading for years, and not just because so many of those jobs have moved overseas. In as little as 3 years, there will be more college graduates working for American manufacturers than workers with a high school education or less. The Wall Street Journal calls it part of a shift towards automation that's increased factory output, opened the door to more women, and reduced prospects for lower-skilled workers. Steve?
New questions about the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots 12 years after the Spygate scandal. CBS's Vladimir Duthier says a video crew working for the team violated league rules at last Sunday's Browns-Bengals game.
The Patriots say they were filming for an upcoming episode of their behind-the-scenes web series, Do Your Job.
I think I'm feeding cereal back here. I'm feeding weight.
Following a Patriots scout at the game. The team says they got the Browns' permission to shoot, but not the Bengals or the NFL's. Coach Bill Belichick denied any knowledge of it.
We have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce, direct, or shoot.
The footage was turned over to Bengals officials when the crew was confronted. The FDA is looking into whether a cancer-causing chemical is in metformin, a diabetes drug taken by millions of people every day. Low levels turned up in samples overseas. The substance prompted a recall in October of generic forms of the heartburn drug Zantac. Because of Pete Frates, a lot of us took a bucket of ice over our heads 5 years ago. Frates, a former college baseball player, was the inspiration for the Ice Bucket Challenge, which raised more than $200 million worldwide to fight ALS. He died yesterday at 34. His mom, Nancy, says work to find a cure goes on.
We see the light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to get there.
Correspondent Carter Evans traveled to Samoa to look into a measles outbreak, blamed for more than 60 deaths.
Polapuiloa says the measles outbreak took hold of his family in an instant. The disease killed three of his five children.
So they got sick, and 4 days later they died. 4 days later.
Their mother, Faoso, is so distraught, she sleeps on her children's grave, which is set up in the family's front yard, according to Samoan tradition. She told me it's her only way to be close to them now.
It's going to take a long time to heal.
Community advocate Lena Chang is helping the families of measles victims.
When you see that, what do you think?
Heartbreaking.
Only 31% of Samoans were vaccinated around the time of the outbreak, in part because of fears that spread last year after two infants died when nurses incorrectly mixed their vaccines with another medicine.
Mandatory and mass vaccinations will begin there later this week. New accusers have spoken up about an Oscar-winning actor. CBS's Matt Piper.
Prosecutors are out with new court documents, with seven more women now coming forward with accounts of unwanted sexual touching dating back more than a dozen years. The total number of women who have accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of wrongdoing now stands at 22. He's been charged with groping three of them, but prosecutors hope to introduce new claims in court to prove a pattern of abuse.
Merriam-Webster says the word of the year is a common one. They. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski points out it's now more complex, a personal pronoun for people who don't conform to a specific gender identity.
The shifting use of they has been the subject of increasing study and commentary in recent years, and especially in the past year. Lookups for they increased by 313% in 2019.
Other popular lookups included impeach and quid pro quo. The lead singer of the 1980s group Roxette has died. Marie Fredriksson was 61. She suffered complications from a brain tumor. On TV last night, viewers of a popular game show saw something unusual.
And now, here's our host, Vanna White.
For the first time in three decades, Vanna White took over for Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune.
As I'm sure most of you know by now, Pat is recovering from surgery and hopes to be back real soon. I'm happy to step in and help out.
And without missing a beat.
What do we have?
On your behalf.
That is correct.
She gave a seamless performance with a little help from Minnie Mouse, who turned the letters. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Miss America organization has denied press credentials to three media outlets to cover the competition next week. Included are the Washington Post and Press of Atlantic City, which happen to have written stories critical of the organization, but no official reason was given for the denials. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.